The best rowers in the world will converge on Sarasota Manatee at the end of next month. They're coming to take part in the World Rowing Championships. We'll take a closer look at the sport and the competition on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Steve Newborn takes you for a ride on the still waters of Nathan Benderson Park.
Nick Edwards lowers his dart-shaped boat into the lake, its calmness a contrast to the nearby swirl of Interstate 75. Edwards used to row with the competitive team Sarasota Crew. He attends Columbia University, but is back in his hometown to give the course a test run with a single-person boat. He shows me how it's done.
I'm going to push the port oar out into the water, 1 foot into the boat, sit down in the seat. You always want to make sure your handles are even in the middle so you don't tip to one side or fall out. And I'm just going to give it a shove and we're going to go.
Edwards places his hands at chest level with the oars just an inch above the water and pulls back in a quick rhythm. He quickly reaches the speed of a jogger. Nearby is Bob Whitford. He's director of operations at Nathan Benderson Park, which is owned by Sarasota County but privately managed. Whitford is a former U.S. national rowing team coach, so while he's not coaching, he can't help but bark tips to Edwards from the safety of his powerboat.
Instead of letting the elbow drop a little bit and let the wrist drop a little bit, it'll make that sharp, quiet release.
Yeah, I'm figuring it out. Haven't done this in quite some time. As long as I look good.
Sarasota County is bound to look good after pumping in more than $20 million in tourism tax money to transform what was once a rock quarry borrow pit into a world-class race course. Its signature is a 3.5-mile loop with a 6-story tower at the finish line that can be seen for miles around. Park spokesman Max Winnett says the upcoming World Championship is rowing's pinnacle.
It is the Super Bowl, it is the World Cup, it is the World Series for the sport of rowing, and it's an amazing opportunity, not just for Sarasota Bradenton, but the entire United States to host this event here on home soil.
The lake is open to the public, but has been scientifically calibrated for rowers. It boasts 45-degree angle slopes underwater. A million-dollar wave attenuator bisects the lake, making sure there's as few waves as possible. It's been a while since Edwards rowed at this park during a state championship. Now the Columbia University student usually rows on the turbulent Harlem River in New York, so I ask him, are there any challenges here?
I remember there's a gap in the trees at about 1,500 meters, and whenever you get past those and there's a breeze coming from the west side, you really just get a hit. A lot of times if you're smart enough, you know it's coming, you push right at that moment so everyone else who gets hit is not expecting it, and then you're up by the time that they catch on.
Nearby, Benderson Park manager Megan Farrell is cleaning her own single racing boat. It's shaped like a dart, 30 feet long, but its fiberglass design means it's about the weight of a kayak. When she's out on the lake, Farrell says you don't have to think about anything else.
There's so much you have to concentrate on when you're rowing that it makes you completely present, and it just helps ground you. I think that's why a lot of people gravitate toward it. It's hard to have a bad time out on a beautiful body of water.
There's little doubt people out on the water on this day appreciate the sport. Park organizers hope they may attract a few new fans during the national championship and say 70% of the tickets have already been sold. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.